Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I'm grateful you chose to be with me or stumbled upon me or whatever you did for this November 28th, 2021 program. We're going to talk about spiritual. What does that mean? What are we talking about? Even as it comes out of my lips and I hear that word spiritual, I kind of cringe on the inside because, oh golly, there are so many ways in which to look at the word, and it has a connotation of being flaky in our society today, crazy, cryptic, filled with the whole idea of being a cult, that whole thing. What does it mean if a person says they're spiritual? When I hear people say it to me, I have to admit my eyes roll because they don't know what that word really, really means in the authentic. They think of it as something they grab onto based on the whole idea that they have some philosophy or religious idea that they have clung to or are clinging to or like it. It makes them feel good about themselves. And so they say, oh, I'm spiritual. They like to think they're not religious because religion to some people, not all, is another word that rolls the eyes, and it makes people think someone's fanatic and fanatical. And it just goes on and on and on, all of this craziness. Very little of it has any real meaning in a person's life. It's a label, and it's a social thing, I think, as well as proving one's intellectual prowess. That's kind of what I think it means to most people. The word in the dictionary means relating to or affecting the human spirit or soul as if one has one, as opposed to material things. So, not concerned with material values or pursuits. That's the general definition of the word spiritual. Not concerned with material or values or pursuits. If you look at the great teachers, the masters, even Jesus, he talked about material values and pursuits. He said we have to make what in our life is first, our material values and pursuits last, and make what is last, the whole essence of the awakening, the spiritual first, but we don't do that. He talked about in many cases, it would be easier for a person to go through the eye of a needle. The eye of a needle is the distance between two buildings in Egypt. It's a phrase used. It's like a born with a golden spoon in his mouth or something like that. It would be easier for a person to go through the eye of the needle than to have a rich man enter the kingdom of heaven. And he talked about all sorts of things in the pursuit of the awakening of being concerned with material values or pursuits. So the word is correctly defined. It really is. And Buddha talked about it in the same way. He talked about being confined to the riches of the world and what that did to a person's psyche. And that would all be true. The problem is what we have made of the word spiritual. We have made it hokey pokey because people who think in terms of being themselves spiritual are just adopting a philosophy. And they're not really getting into the meaning or the substance or the significance of what it is to truly be spiritual. So I get questions, many, about my own spirituality. People ask me, are you spiritual? What do you stand for? What are your values? You know, do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Buddha? Do you believe in prosperity? All these things that people equate to a person's life. And let's get into the questions, and then I'll answer those questions, hopefully through the questions I'm going to give you. First question comes from Chris. He does not tell me where he lives. What does it mean to you to be spiritual? I'm never quite sure if you are. And then he goes into, you know, how he listens to me and where his concerns are if I'm spiritual. I'm not a traditional person, Chris. I never have been. I don't believe for my own living in the conjectures of other people's ideals of what I should be and what I should do. I've never been that way. I follow, at times when I was younger, I followed the dim light because the light wasn't bright in me yet. And so I did and said things that were, in my opinion, highly questionable. I forsook my my career in a way to go to India and to sit with awakened people. I did a lot of things that a person who is a unity minister should never have done. But there was something that was pulling me. Then when the light became clear to me, I found it in everybody, not just me, everybody, and it started to grow. And that light is what I call being spiritual. I call it, instead of the word spiritual, I use the word authentic. I have a hard time with the word spiritual because it has been ruined by people who aren't very bright and who just assume they're spiritual based on the acceptance of some philosophy that they think of as being spiritual. And so I learned in India there is a lot that one must sacrifice to be spiritual, not concerned with material values or pursuits. It doesn't mean I don't seek some sense of material values or pursuits, nor did Jesus. He sought them. He had to have food in his belly. He had to have water or wine to drink. That's what they did in those days. Buddha had to put food in his belly, and he needed water to drink, and we need clothes to wear. That's just a part of the whole experience, a place to sleep. I don't consider that material values. I consider the whole idea of spiritual as being not concerned with the amount of material values and to be very wary of my pursuits and how much time and importance I'm going to give in the pursuits of those things, those material values that need to be addressed in this Western world. So that's where my focus is. And it always has been since I found this light inside of not only me, but everyone else I have ever met. I was recently asked why I keep working. And the whole idea is, I see the light in people. I want them to have the opportunity to enter into that light as I did. It's very, very important. I don't talk about it with people. I don't get involved in discussions about it. I don't build philosophies around it. It would be ridiculous. I am interested in the authentic. So, what does it mean to be spiritual? It means to live in this world, but not let the world live in you. That's what it means. And once you have found that light in you, which you can find, you will start to see things in a dramatically different fashion than you ever have before, and everything will come into focus. You will start to see the way, the truth, and the light in you. And you will live authentically in the authentic. Because anything that is authentic is about love. That's all it's about. Love. And I must forgive, release, and let go of anything that old Gregory would be holding himself to or holding another person to and just experience the state of love. The most powerful attribute of being spiritual is learning how to live in the silence. If you learn how to live in that, which is the most exquisite tone that lives within each and every one of us, you have achieved the spiritual. I hope that helped you. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next question. This comes from Andrew. He does not tell me where he lives. A lot of men today. Here. Can a supreme being ever be found in a human being? Can I ever enjoy my life, or is being spiritual about depriving myself? Being spiritual is not about deprivation or depriving, not as you would think about it. It is seeing the futility of certain things that I may think of as essential to my comfort, my ego, my vanity, my pride, anything that would bring me to a place where I started to have an idea of myself. The worst thing that can happen to a human being is for them to materialize an idea of themselves. What is this idea you think you have of yourself? Whatever that is, you will spiritualize it, quote unquote. You will try to make it real, and you will try to think of yourself in that way. So the accumulation of stuff, of wealth, of respect that you think you should have, or the accumulation of objects that maybe offer prestige and self-importance will become very important to you, your reputation, whatever that is. And you can worry about that for the rest of your life. You can think about that for the rest of your life and think, well, this is what my life is all about and what makes my life worthy. But that pursuit is a dead-end street, because we live in a world where impermanence reigns supreme and everything changes. And you must understand that. Everything you have now, you will lose through death. Everything. You think you will cling on to your loved ones or take your bank account with you and all the... No, you won't. To truly experience the meaning of your life, which is what it is to be authentic and in the spiritual, authentically within the spiritual, means that you drop the idea of clinging to riches, clinging to things. Remember the parable Jesus gave us about the man who became wealthy and pulled down his old barns and built new barns and thought to himself, well, now I'll eat, drink, and be merry. I got it made. And then Jesus throws this beautiful curveball. He says, but one night his soul was required of him. And then what will these things mean? Now, everybody thinks that means death, but actually, to me, it means that there'll come a problem, a difficulty, a life, a situation in life where his wealth and his possessions will not answer his depravity, his difficulty, and he won't have any way to get back into the love that lives within. So that's what it's all about for me. Can a supreme being? Yes, it lives within us. That supreme being is not a man or a thing. It is love through silence. I got to get out of here. I'm losing time. Be back on the air tomorrow. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for your questions. I love them all. And you can reach me at greg@aspire.org if you ever have a question you would like to ask. Have a wonderful day. And once again, hey, please forgive me. Namaste.